大家都有一个印象，岁数稍大一点的人一般都很难快速的接受新鲜的事物，但在韩国喜欢网上购物的40岁到50岁之间的中年人增长很迅速，尤其是这一年龄段的女性消费者的数量在过去四年中增长了4倍。The Korea Jopon Daily says it is a widespread assumption that more and more young consumers enjoy trawling through products on the computer screens, while middle-aged consumers remain committed to brick-and-mortar shops. Many people in their 40s and 50s have switched to online shopping malls, with the number of online transactions by women in their 40s and 50s increasing more than threefold in the past 4 years.
So by this definition, does that mean that I'm middle-aged? Because I like to go to brick-and-mortar stores.I think part of it is, like, you know, I get home from work and I don't want to be shopping while, you know, while I'm at home, because I'm supposed to be relaxing. Whereas, so, you know, going out and buying stuff, it's a bit of a chore, I guess you might say. And so I don't want to do chores while I'm at home.
Well,
does that make sense?
Maybe that's your problem. You don't get to see a lot of, you don't get to see a lot of people at work. So maybe you want to make up for it, well, after work. But for people who deal with a lot of people at work, they probably prefer enjoying a few free time alone and doing a little shopping online. Plus, I think people, especially women of the 40s and 50s, they are very good at finding discounts.
Yeah, I think so.
I used to work as an intern for some shampoo company when I was in college. We just give out free shampoo samples in the streets. And most people who besieged us, they were middle-aged women aged between 40 and 50.
Exactly.
And they come again and again claiming that they didn't get any.
Right. And that's why the rule of a sample limit is always quite important.